This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Well, the momentum is clearly on the side of the bulls. So yesterday was another smart session for our markets, record levels seen on the benchmark indices. So we continue to climb higher and higher, inching towards the 16,000 mark on the Nifty now. The interesting thing is the markets are gaining despite the net institutional flows being flat for the last two trading sessions. So yesterday, FIs bought 634 crore in the cash market, but the DII sold 649 crore. So net-net, institutional flows have been on the flatter side. Global cues are, nothing to talk about, mildly lower for the benchmark indices on Wall Street. Focus remains on the FOMC outcome. While there is not expected to be any tightening as of now, if the Fed officials talk about the possibility of tapering, that may spook the market. So the commentary from the Fed will be very crucial. Indian markets will only react in tomorrow's trade. Brent, by the way, continues to be on the boil and now inching towards that $75 per barrel mark. And that continues to remain a worry point. We've been tracking this decline in the COVID cases, how the daily infection rates have fallen by 85% from the peak, and day on day we've been adding just about 60,000 cases. We have to be mindful of the possibility of this third wave, because just going by the way, Delhi's been reporting how we've seen crowding, peak crowding, social distancing norms not being followed, malls seeing footfalls of 19,000 on the weekend post the unlock is a bit of a worry. So doctors are warning of a possibility of a COVID explosion. So once again, the street will start tracking the daily increases in COVID infections very, very closely. And that remains a worry point. Primary market action continues to be hot. Two IPOs open today, Dodla Dairy as well as Krishna Institute of Medical Sciences. Sona Comstar as well as Shyam Metalics, both of them will close today. In terms of individual stocks, keep your eye out on some of these banks, because government may increase the funding limit for the emergency credit guarantee scheme from the current 3 lakh crore rupees. This is what we've picked up from our sources. So that's one story to track. Secondly, LIC Housing Finance is raising equity capital worth 2,400 crore via a preferential issue to the promoter. This will result in a dilution of 9% on shares, and it's about 12% of the company's net worth. But this fund infusion will raise the company's Tier 1 capital adequacy ratio to about 16%. Jefferies believe the impact on the EPS is going to be quite negligible. So LIC Housing Finance on the back of the fundraise will be very critical. Keep your eye on Amara Raja as well. Yesterday, they held an analyst meet yesterday. The company is focusing, it's a two-part focus. One, on their existing lead acid battery business, where the company is now targeting a revenue growth of 15 to 17% over the next 5 years, which is higher than the 8 to 9% growth that they've seen in the last 5 years. And they also spoke a lot about the new energy solution, the need to invest in lithium-ion battery technology and related solutions like EV charging products, battery management systems, swapping stations. They will look to participate in the PLI scheme via a global technology partner. They're looking at an investment of $1 billion. And finally, keep your eye on New Gen Software. Yesterday, the stock rallied after we saw that big block deal take place. We've got the confirmation. The promoters have sold 10.5% stake, and there have been marquee investors like Adya, White Oak Capital, who have acquired shares which have been sold by the promoters. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.